It's 7 minutes past seven and it's Lisa Pereira now with the first look at what it says in this morning's newspapers.
Every newspaper carries a different top headline this morning, ranging from the Irish Independent, which reports that Fine Gael is set to have an internal battle to pick a presidential candidate, to the Irish Daily Mirror, which says it costs the government €4,500 to come up with the name National Children's Hospital Ireland for the new National Children's Hospital. The top story for the Irish Times concerns today's EU summit. Pro-Israel countries like Germany and Italy are set to block efforts by Ireland and other member states to take action against Israel over its war in Gaza, says the article. Also in the Irish Times front page is the headline, Tusla to hire security guards to restrain children. Conor Gallagher reports that the Child and Family Agency expects to spend about €1 million on security personnel who will work mainly in Tusla's special care units, where children who pose a risk of violence to themselves and others are kept. The Irish Examiner returns to that story about Gardaí using controlled deliveries of weapons to people who are trying to import firearms. In response to a query from the paper, Garda headquarters detailed two cases since 2007 where Gardaí substituted illegal firearms with Garda-held weapons that were made safe. They then made controlled deliveries to suspects who were subsequently convicted of buying weapons. The practice was used in the recent case of Evan Fitzgerald, whom Gardaí described as vulnerable and who is facing charges for the importation of firearms. While on bail, the 22-year-old died of a self-inflicted gunshot at a shopping centre in Carlow. Labour TD Alan Kelly and Senator Michael McDougall have expressed grave concerns over the case. Stalker in the stairwell is the front page headline for the Irish Sun. It's accompanied by images of Graham Dwyer prowling the corridors of Elaine O'Hara's apartment block shortly before her murder in 2012. The CCTV footage is from a two-part documentary released this week on Amazon Prime. It's called Murderer Behind the Mask. That story about illegal peat extraction is on the front of a few newspapers, including the Irish Daily Mail, which quotes the Environmental Protection Agency as saying the practice flies in the face of Ireland's climate and biodiversity obligations. The Mail also carries a report about Donald Trump posting a video on his Truth Social website called Bomb Iran. It shows images of B-2 fighter jets dropping bombs to the tune of Barbara Ann. Gardaí believe they prevented a gangland hit after catching a criminal in a bulletproof vest carrying what appeared to be a 3D printed handgun. That's the main headline in the Irish Daily Star. Paul Healy reports that Gardaí and Kilmainham were carrying out a routine patrol when they decided to search two men getting into a taxi. One man was found to be wearing a ballistic vest, and during the search, a homemade pistol fell out. Assistant Commissioner Paul Cleary said it was a timely intervention, likely to have saved lives.
Lisa Pereira there.